Mike, what do you foresee as the biggest challenge the Arizona defense for you guys?
Well, you see what they did to us last year. They stomped us out last year. They bring a lot of pressure, a lot of man coverage on the back end. We just got to be real physical as receivers and tight ends. We got to be real physical and, you know, get open.
How much motivation does it add? You know, last year they gave it to you guys. How motivated are you guys yourself?
I mean, I can't say it's a revenge game yet, but it depends on the outcome if it's a revenge game or not. So we'll see. Well, we want it bad. We need it. We're coming off we got a little rest this week, so hopefully we'll all be fresh and we can execute and get a win.
It's the start of the second quarter. How important is it, you know, kind of to get back to their winning ways? I mean, you came up just a little short, obviously, against the Patriots, and seeing how Carolina has jumped out to a pretty good lead in the division. Is this critical now?
I think so. I think it's very important. You know, we want to win every game, obviously. But, you know, our division is tough. You know, I think it's probably the toughest division in football the past 3 years. So we got to win games to be in the race.
Mike, how was this mini, I guess, bye week for you guys coming off that tough Patriots loss? You know, mentally, how long did it take to get over that and kind of regroup for this week?
We go by a 24-hour rule. 24 hours, we fix what we did wrong. We make up the corrections, and then we move on. That's what we got to do in this league. So, you know, a lot of guys came out clean. I came out clean. So hopefully, we're all fresh.
Is there going to be an advantage now that having an indoor facility, playing an indoor game this weekend? Is that helping?
I guess so. We're going to be playing on turf, and their turf, and they're inside. So we'll see. I mean, the lights are always different in every stadium and things like that, but the turf will be the same.
Mike, when you guys are really humming on offense, what are you about? Is it running the football, setting up play action? I mean,
running the football, making guys come down, getting more guys in the box, and then hitting them over the top with play action and things like that.
You've seen Jameis' last couple of games too, mm-hmm. really kind of explode in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Maybe the first few quarters haven't been as efficient. Mm-hmm. What is it about that fourth quarter that just ignites you guys?
We play with more of a sense of urgency, I guess. You know, when the game's on the line, you know, I guess guys are going a little bit harder. Guys can, you know, smell the finish line, so they just play with a little more urgency.
You think maybe more up-tempo early in the game can kind of get you in that rhythm?
I'm not a coach. I don't know. I'll just do what I'm asked to do. And let's go out there and try to get open and make plays.
Mike, what have you seen from a guy like Larry Fitzgerald to perform at this level for so long? Is that one of the guys that you kind of looked up to?
I never looked up to him. I think he's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer for sure. Very consistent, good route runner, great hands. You know, early in his career, he was a big play guy. He does all the dirty work. He blocks his butt off. So, you know, I watched him in that aspect a lot. But, you know, he's a Hall of Famer for sure.
You kind of had a cornerback gauntlet here, you know, going up against Rhodes and Gilmore. Now you get Peterson. You had him last year. You look forward to that? Or what do you see in Peterson that's tough with him?
Just everything. You know, really physical, big corner, can run, can read the quarterback. He understands route concepts real well. I mean, real physical. So hopefully the refs let us play. Hopefully they let me play.
You excited going up against guys like that? Some of those top corners in the league.
Yeah, I'm excited to go up against all of them because they're all in the NFL and they're all the best of the best. But in my opinion, he was the best I faced last year. So we'll see what he's about this year.
What were you able to take from that game as a learning lesson?
What, last year?
Yeah.
I mean, no learning lesson. I learned we got to be better. We got blew out, so we got to be better.
This is number two and number three passing attack so far. You kind of prepare yourself for kind of potential shootout in this weekend?
You say we're number two and three?
You're three in passing. Mm-hmm. They're number two right now.
Oh, hopefully we're passing a lot on them, and they're not passing a lot on us.
Hey, Mike, are you excited to have a new kicker here? He's back.
Yeah, don't do that to me. Yeah. Pat's my guy. You know, we both came in as rookies together. Know him real well. He's a good player.
Like last week, the Patriots played a lot of zone. They wanted to keep you guys in front of them. You embrace the teams that they're going to play man. You just know it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be able to adjust. You know, I kind of felt that they were going to do that. You know, that's what Minnesota did a lot of as well. We thought they were more man, and then they switched up zone on us. So we got to be able to anticipate that and make adjustments.
How does that change what you do in the passing game? I mean,
it's just different route concepts and things like that, and we got to run the ball real good if a team's playing a lot of zone.
So now it's more of an emphasis just on you know, just getting ready for both.
Yeah, just got to get ready for both. I mean, certain route combinations, you have zone beaters and man beaters in those routes. So we got to be good in that area, and we got to run the ball good.